We have John McGivern in the studio with us. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the TV commercial. I love your mom in that thing. That is so cool.
Can you believe mom in the commercial?
That is so funny.
She's loving it.
She is so funny.
She's loving it. She thinks she seems kind of mean, though, on the commercial.
Is that what she told you?
Kind of mean.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there you go.
There's the truth. She doesn't seem mean, I don't think.
Well, I did tell you what happened was, you know, the director was there and and Bonnie DeLu was there, who was the, you know, she's the concept woman for this commercial. And the director had my mom hiding behind that, you know, hiding behind the door, and then would cue her. And I tell you, the first time, and she had that one line, come on, it's time for supper. So that was her line. And they cued her, and she came out the first time, and they're running the film, of course, and she's like, oh, Johnny, your daddy's home, and we're going to be having Swiss steak tonight. And then if you come on in, Johnny, it's supper. It's like the guy was like, what's she doing?
I just need, come on in.
Right? It's supper time. That's your line. She was like, well, I just thought maybe. It's what? Like, no, Mom, but you're now you're
she was improv. Yeah.
She was. She liked it.
So how's rehearsals been going well, though? How many pages did you have to memorize for this?
52.
52 pages, and this is a one-man show?
One-man show. Yeah. Just me.
You got them down?
It's pretty much. I've got a little something if you want to hear it. It's fun stuff.
We would love to hear it.
It's a little bit about parents.
Okay.
You know, parents change the rules anytime they want. Have you noticed that? What happens to the rules? You memorize a litany of rules, and then each get broken or changed on a holiday. Okay, just think of a rule, and there is a holiday to change it. Okay, don't play with matches. Don't touch matches. Stay away from matches. Oh, it's the 4th of July. Here's some matches. Go have some fun. Halloween is an evening of reckless abandon. Don't run in the street. Don't go out after dark. Don't take candy from strangers. Oh, what the hell is Halloween? Here's a pillowcase. Just come home at midnight. And if you get fruit, throw it right in the trash. All right. I don't know what alternate universe this is, but I like it. Free candy and throw the fruit right in the trash. There was one rule that you couldn't abide by. That was look both ways when you cross the street. That's not going to happen on Halloween. You can't possibly look both ways. You're wearing a latex mask pulled skin tight over your head. You have no peripheral vision in this thing. One eyelash is being held hostage in the latex eye slit. Wait up, you guys. I can't negotiate the hedge. The only way you knew you were behind that mask was that you were constantly sticking your tongue out. See, with a latex mask, your tongue would go in and out. But you didn't want to try that on a plastic mask because your tongue would get stuck on a taste bud. Hey, my tongue is stuck. We had to be a costume out of a box.
Mm-hmm.
There was a predetermined Halloween box in the closet. We could not be like people on TV, or we could not think up our own things. No, we had to be something out of that box. There was a football helmet, an army helmet, a witch hat, and a cape. Didn't matter if you were a boy or girl. I don't want to be a witch. I'm a boy. You're a warlock. Put it on. Get the hell out of the house. Okay. The worst costume in the box was the year that Kentucky Fried Chicken gave away a promotional Colonel Sanders mask.
Oh.
Okay. You can't laugh unless you've been behind the face of Harlan Sanders begging for candy. I don't want to hear a peep out of you. It's humiliating. You had Colonel Sanders' face, a red and white striped smock that tied off at the sides, and my mom got the chicken bucket to collect your candy in the bucket. Every house, ding dong. Oh, now what are you supposed to be? I'm a moron! I'm the mayor of Des Moines! What do I look like? No! I'm not Burl Ives on a picnic! Now, I'm not going to be colonel for 6 more years because, well, we're in rotation.
Oh.
And you don't have to be the same thing 2 years in a row. Thank the Lord. There's stuff about all of the holidays. The holidays all stack up, one right after the other.
Sure.
You're like on an emotional rocket sled from Halloween straight into Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, which is an all-star salute to gluttony and my father's annual loosening of the belt. This is the only holiday where it's permissible to burp. And it's not one of those, like, huge outward belches. It's kind of like that, excuse me, I'm just making room for seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, I think I'm going to wait till the pie comes. Then I really got to get. And, you know, someone always ends up on the floor with their belt open and their hand down their pants. Grandma, get up. Grandma, get up because I think you're going to lose your place at the grown-up table. The grown-up table.
Oh, yeah.
Your age strictly determined where you sat at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it seems like I was always stuck at the kids' table. Okay, there was a rule. Everybody 12 and under sits at the kids' table. The following year, everybody 16 and under sits at the kids' table. The next year, everyone 21 and under sits at the kids' table. Hey, come on. Come on, you keep upping the age. We're never going to graduate. The grown-up table was like a country club membership. Somebody had to die off to get in over there. But, you know, the truth is you don't want to sit at the grown-up table. Why? Because nobody appreciates it when you get milk to come out of your nose at the grown-up table. But it's a big hit at the kids' table.
Yes, it is.
And at the grown-up table, they only talk about three things. Being sick, getting sick, and maybe getting sick. Thinking maybe they're getting sick. If you haven't noticed that, pay attention next Thanksgiving. And then they all talk about their symptoms. And then they use the food passing by to transition to their latest problems. Pass the rolls. I have a secondary yeast infection.
Ew. I don't want to hear that.
The cranberry is good. Well, it's good for clearing up a urinary tract infection. Would you like a yam? I'm sitting on a hemorrhoid the size of a yam. Uncle Mike, that's enough. We're trying to eat. And from the kids' table, you can observe grown-ups in their natural habitat. And one of the biggest fears in your life is that you will become your parents. It's usually some small, loving eccentricity. To everyone else, it's like unnoticeable. But to you, it's kryptonite. Mm-hmm. You do not want to inherit that mutant family gene. With my folks, it was the fact that they really couldn't tell a story. I mean, they told a story that had thousands of details, but no information. My mom would say stuff like, oh, we went to the show? You know that show. What was the name of that? Oh, you know. And we went with that Irish couple. What were their names? Let me think. Oh, you know, they had three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
The middle one had red hair and she did a lot of drinking. You know, that couple. You know, the daughter graduated from UWM or did she graduate from Madison? Maybe Oshkosh. I don't know. Anyway, she works for that company that sells those calculators like Texas Instrument or something.
Uh-huh.
Those kind of calculators that you brought to the SATs. Now, did you carpool or drive? What are you talking about? That's no information. And my dad, when he was alive, understood every word she says. Don't sass your mom. You know what she's talking about. We went to the movie with that actor. You know, married to that singer.
Right.
Who has a song on the radio. You know. You know, whose name is like that girl that you went to school with, whose mom works at that store that sells things. You know. Oh. No, I don't. The holidays, I love them.